is. Day of rolling up here. Pittsburgh, yay. PA. And you look like a superstar now.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't really before. You're right.
No, I don't want to say that.
Pulling stuff together. I was just like, okay, I'll wear this, blah, blah, blah. But now I actually put thought into it.
Putting on that Mount Lebanon t-shirt
or whatever. Pittsburgh.
To give a little behind-the-scenes look into radio, Daya was in with the Burt Show not too long ago.
I was.
We had you perform live on air. It was absolutely
fantastic. That was awesome.
It was fantastic.
So much fun.
But right after the performance, what people don't know is while you were in there, our program director comes in and like breaks the news.
Craziest thing.
That they were putting your song into rotation.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So we didn't know anything. So we just did the show, blah, blah, blah. We were just talking. He comes in. He's like, oh, yeah, I added the record. I was like, cool.
No, we play it at night a lot, too, and it's awesome. You know, it doesn't sound like anything else on the radio, which is great.
I think that's the way it cuts through. Yeah,
you know?
It's unique.
And because of its unique sound, like, who are some of the people that you look up to that you kind of pick, you know, pick sounds
pull
from
them? Yeah,
pull from them.
Amy Winehouse was a huge inspiration of mine early on. I just love her unique sounds and just, like, her jazziness and her voice, her, like, raspiness. And then Adele, I've probably done, like, half of her songs as a cover, you know. I've always loved her songs, and her voice is just so powerful.
What do you think of her new album, by the way?
Love.
Yeah.
Tears.
Cried. So you're about to do a bunch of Christmas shows, aren't you, for some different...
Yeah.
Are you ready to, like, it's time to tour, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I've kind of been on the road for the past couple months since I saw you guys,
right,
too. Like, just been going and haven't really been home too much, but it's exciting. Shows are my favorite part of all of this, so I love seeing fans and how they can relate to my songs.
You're not going to miss home. They're getting a big snowstorm tomorrow, I think it is. It's coming through. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, 5
what?
To 12 inches.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's a big, yeah,
I was just
storm.
There yesterday for a bridge lighting, like, light up night. Kind
oh,
of
really?
Show outside, and it was like 30
oh,
degrees.
Downtown.
Yeah, downtown,
yeah,
for light of night.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was insanely cold, and I was just like, get me out of here.
Well,
like,
luckily you're missing the snow, because it's going to get up to a foot. And in Pittsburgh,
God.
You get that dang lake effect snow that comes down from Cleveland.
You sound like a meteorologist right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Well, you have
Let's
to.
Let's talk about the weather. Yeah.
Okay, you could change the subject. Fine.
What plans do you have for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, I'm actually going home, so I'll see my family, my cousins. We always just come together and have a good meal. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday, honestly.
Now,
the food is so good, and it sticks around for like 3 days. I'm like, yes, leftovers.
Now, does your family, like your cousins, do they still treat you like the Daya they grew up with? Are they even a little bit starstruck that, oh my God, our cousin is like turning into this massive star?
Yeah, well, I was always really close with them, so they knew me like before all this happened. So luckily they're still kind of like real with me, and they'll like make fun of me, you know, just like play jokes. They won't be like weird about the whole thing, you know, because it's really close, which is good.
What does it mean to you when a fan is now that you're starting to really get out there, when a fan says, hey, I love that song because it's helped me do this, or it's getting me through this. What's that mean to you?
I mean, it just means the world. It's amazing. And honestly, to be honest, like, I did music for a really long time for myself. You know, I was always just like, it was a release for me, and like, I would just go to the piano and like knock something out. But now I realize that it's so selfless. It's like for all the fans and for all the people involved, and it really can touch other people. And you can see that through Twitter, Instagram, and just at your shows too, people like singing the words back and like relating so well.
Oh, you're growing up quick. You really are. I mean, it's time to, I mean, she's a big girl now. And I say that affectionately though, because I mean, when you came in
It was a couple months ago.
Yeah. It's like you're new to it, but now you're really, I mean, I'm glad to see everything's rolling for you.
Thank you.
Really.
Is it almost moving too fast for you?
Sometimes I'm like, okay, let's just like take a second, take a breather here. But I honestly wouldn't change anything about it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just going on its own. Like, no one can stop it now. It's just been going. So I love it, and I'm adjusting as we go.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I was just so excited and honored to be there for that moment.
That was so much fun. Yeah, that was
sorry
great.
I missed that. I didn't set my alarm.
No.
Daya, thanks for coming by
the
AMAs.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, that was great.